I feel like slapping some sense into you.
I feel like slapping your ass.
You ain't gonna do shit.
This is Phone Freaks.
I don't know. Maybe you need to do some shrooms and think about it, and it'll unlock the whole thing.
Or I'm gonna get gangbanged by a bunch of cows.
I want to do something different. Last year, I ain't do shit for. But last year made up for the year before last. Because the year before last, I literally, in all of the Mother's Day that year, oh my God, I did a lot. I spent at least $900 and something.
What the? Too much.
On Mother's Day?
That's too much money to spend on your mom.
The only reason you should spend that much is if you're writing her a check to pay off all of her bills.
That's what I mean. Like, flowers? What are you giving her? It's too much. That's too much to spend on gifts for mom.
If I had the money, I'd probably do it.
But would your mom appreciate it?
Throwaway gifts, though?
No, not like throwaway gifts. Of course, like meaningful things. Like maybe like an expensive necklace or expensive earrings or something like that.
I don't. My mom doesn't wear expensive jewelry.
If I my little brother liked my mom, he had all her newest. I would like pay some bills.
And I forgot. What
yeah, I don't know. Because I have the granddaughter. It's like I'll buy you guys tickets to come visit in LA.
$500
You know, like I don't know. It's just everything becomes
literally brand new.
It shifts. The priorities shift. But I don't know. Yeah, my mom's a basic bitch. So
I don't know.
In the best possible way.
My older sister for Mother's Day, she got my mom a massage and flowers. And she asked if I wanted to like throw in, and she put me on the card, and I was like, no, thank you.
I think
I'll keep my money. You keep the credit. Yeah. I don't need it.
Body massages.
I got my mom a massage before, and she's like, why did you do that? I don't like it when people touch me.
Yeah.
It's supposed to relax you. Yeah, I'm just tense the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like massages?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
I do too.
I don't.
They gotta be like a good massage though.
Like, I like deep tissue.
Yeah.
I've been looking at different places.
Like you gotta make me feel something.
I wanna test it out.
You like a massage with emotion.
Yes. Yes.
I just hate when I get guys because I feel like they're just trying to like take a peek or like touch side boob or like
that's why I told you we're
doing something fucking weird.
You go to the massage place in West Hollywood, they're gay. They don't, I mean, they might still want to rub your boobs, but
I don't know. Like, okay, so when I took care of my girlfriend that got the nose job, she got me a massage as a thank you, like, as she's like all high end pain pills. The masseuse came to the house. And I thought it was a gay guy. And I was like, okay, cool. We're solid. You're gay. And then at the end, he was asking me about my breast implants. And I was like, not gay. Not gay at all. Very inappropriate. And now he thinks he knows where I live.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't know. I've never had an at-home massage. Come to the house with your table and oils.
Oh, at one point, he took his shoes off. And was barefoot, and I could like see under the table, and I was like, "No, I want to look at your toes."
You could see his hairy feet.
Ew!
I don't know. It was just like his nails weren't; they were just a little too overgrown.
Oh,
should have just kept his shoes.
That means
on.
His fingernails may have been overgrown too,
I don't fucking
or dirty.
I don't know.
He had skin from the previous massage client under his fingernails.
Gross.
A little bit of sperm from the happy
it
ending.
In the car.
No, ew. His own sperm.
His own sperm.
He's gotta empty it before he goes in case he gets wood, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The permanently exhausted masseuse. I don't know, man. I gotta jerk off before I rub these clients.
Gotta rub one out, rub them, rub one out, rub them.
Would you get a happy ending?
His probably, his, no.
What if the guy, like, or girl, what if the masseuse, like, you just heard, you got reviews.
Okay.
The director of the dance, the ballet film, her grandmother gets a masseuse that comes in and karate chops her puss.
Does it feel good?
Well, oh, yeah. I no, mean, she comes. Apparently he's a little gay Guatemalan guy. And he has the magic touch for all the old ladies. So he gets booked through this whole Persian circle of old women, and he comes and finishes them all off.
I'm making a killing off the nursing home.
And they're like, whatever, no one else is touching them, so they need that release.
I don't know. Ask me when I'm old.
Yeah.
Because right now, no.
You're like, I don't know, I can get a stranger to...
Yeah.
To munch. I don't know why I need them to...
Yeah, I am pretty sure I could reach out to a bunch of guys that I've, like, literally said really awful things when I ended with them, and I bet they would still eat me out.
Call up Vanilla Ice.
I didn't end things bad with him, just in case. That was good sex.
You're like, no, I'm politely moved on.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how it works, though. You're like, well, I'm not going to fuck things up, but I'm going to let him go.
Yeah.
In case I want him to
come
back. I'm
going to explore my options, knowing that this is still an option.
I need a poop.
Take a shit, man. Easy. Go in the bathroom, get on the toilet, you take a shit.
How to?
If you have a bathroom.
I need a squatty potty.
I don't know. If you're not accessible to a bathroom, that sucks.
I gotta go out on a bush and squat down.
Gummy bears, yeah, just said, I gotta poop.
Go to a fucking gas station to be able to take a shit. I mean, I get that. That's fucked up. You gotta walk it too.
You gotta walk to a gas station and shit.
Yeah, you gotta walk like a half mile sometimes to get to that gas station. But you know,
why are you walking?
If once you get there, you'll be able to take a shit.
I think he's homosexual.
I went in the bushes.
Nah, man, nah, I couldn't live like that. I'm already living ghetto enough at the time.
He already doesn't have a car. He's not going to shit in the bush.
I can't take a poop next to my tent.
Homosexual. I have to write this down.
That guy that's homeless or some shit, or that's living in a bad spot or whatever, that's taking a shit in the bushes. You know what I'm saying? Now you're a danger to their kids. Now you're a danger to their fucking community.
It's bad enough that you're camping in the park.
You take a shit.
You know, Parkway. It's not even a park.
Yeah, life's fucked up. Sometimes.
It's a patch of grass on the freeway.
You gotta take shit. What are you gonna use? What you gonna use?
Leave.
And I don't even want to know the answer to that. Just think in your head for all the people that don't have toilet paper. I don't.
There was human shit.
I don't have toilet paper
on
right
one
now.
Of the
single solitary bit of toilet paper right now.
I don't know, little corners of the street. As I was walking to the gym, and somebody stepped in it.
Could you see what kind of shoes they had?
I ain't using none of my clothes.
I look that close. I'll look tomorrow for you.
See if there's a logo.
I refuse.
A Nike sign.
I mean, it was right next to the gym.
Well, hopefully you got cleaned up.
You don't keep it for a rainy day.
I don't have resources like that to where I can buy something and toss it out.
I can't afford toilet paper.
I do have garbage bags, though. I got lucky. I do have garbage bags. Just a few left.
Just a few left.
I just got
you can't wipe yourself with garbage bags, man.
I was using fucking hand soap. To wash my dishes.
Oh, my. You shampoo before.
No, I ain't using shampoo or none of that fragrance shit. It's in your feet. That shit's meat.
You're not supposed to eat your shampoo. It has lye in it.
No, there's a rinse process. You got
to. You're not supposed to eat hand soap either.
Yeah, but it's not. Like hand soap is just antibacterial. It tastes bad because of the alcohol. Like shampoo is way more toxic than hand soap. It's supposed to make you shit.
Well, maybe that's why he does it.
Hell no.
Maybe that's why you got to poop.
These rivers aren't clean. This is where all the mosquitoes fucking hatch eggs.
You're spoiled.
I'm not spoiled.
You're spoiled.
I'm wiping myself with garbage bags.
And I'm spoiled.
Spoiled.
This is Essence, and you heard me on the Phone Freaks podcast.
Did you ever hear the word hobosexual?
No. Hobosexual.
Uh-huh.
You're about to run into them.
It's those beautiful people that you see living out of their car that will fuck just for a place to sleep.
I should be one of those people. I should definitely try that out.
You're like, fuck this paying rent.
For real.
I think for women, they just call that prostitution, though. There's no, like, fancy term. Yo, I'll have sex with you if I can stay here.
A hot shower? Oh, yeah.
Food shower? Hell yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I'd be able to do that. Where would I keep all my shoes?
If you're living in your car, you're not keeping your shoes. You've clearly already sold them. You only have your car left.
Oh, no.
The one that we know has his dog living in the car with him.
Yeah.
That's got to be horrible.
Yeah.
The dog gets gas.
I don't think being a homosexual is the right lifestyle choice for me.
I think it's a male lifestyle choice. I don't think it's something that fits women.
Yeah. Rolling Stones.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna live in my car down at the beach. Like, why are you parked at the beach? It's so fucking cold at night.
For real.
I tried to sleep in my car at the beach one time. And it was not a good time. And I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Well, first I tried to sleep in a tent.
Because CJ clearly camps.
Okay. To be fair, I did have a tent in the back of my car because one of my girlfriends from college was like, hey, we're all going to camp at this beach for like my reception after her wedding.
Okay. The story's getting better.
And I was like, this sounds like a great idea. And then her and everybody else got real high. And then they just started leaving because they started getting like really paranoid. And they all lived around there.
You were the only one that was camping?
Well, no. So we were down in San Diego. So everybody left. And now all of a sudden, it's me and her mom in a tent on a blow-up mattress, and I'm shivering, and her mom's passed out, and I'm like, I'm so cold, but I can't cuddle this girl's mom.
You should have actually, like, crawled inside of her sweater or sweatshirt or whatever she was wearing and just, like, lived inside of it with her.
I was so cold, and I was like, I can't, like, nobody's coming back. Like, I don't know what to do. So then I grabbed all my things and I went to leave. But because it was like, I don't know, a park beach, there was this gate that was chained, locked, closed.
Because you were there when you weren't supposed to be after dark.
I don't fucking know. So then I was like, this sucks. So I grabbed my things and I threw it up and over the fence. And then I tried to lift myself up, but I just had my boobs done, so I had no upper body strength. And I was like, I can't, now all my shit is on the other side of the fence. I'm over here. The mom is asleep. Like, my options are hope that my stuff doesn't go anywhere, go back, cuddle with the mom, or like, I was like,
so
I don't know.
So you moved your car over to the gate and slept in the car?
No. Well, okay, so I had a couple drinks. So you've seen me when I'm drunk. Like
I'm not even moving the car in a shut down parking lot.
Yeah, no, I'm such a lightweight. So then I had to walk. I probably walked like a good half mile, maybe even further, down the gate until I got to a part where there was half a tree stump so that I could climb onto that and then, like, kind of flip myself up and over the fence and then walk back. And then my stuff was there. So then I, like, put it in the back of my car, and then I tried to sleep in my car because I was still a little wasted pants, but I was so cold.
Yeah. It's not a good idea sleeping at the beach.
I think I just would have cuddled with her and dealt with it in the morning. Like, were you cuddling with me? No, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you're welcome. It was cold and you were too drunk to notice.
No, but then once I was in my car, I was like, well, I can't hop back over. Like, it can't be like, it's just as cold in my car as it was in the tent. Like, it was no win.
Damn. Damn. Damn.
Where'd you go, loser?
It's easy to snow, man. We get money over here. What to do, pimping? See your bitch niggas ain't tipping. Hold up.
Shut up, evening, boy. What the fuck's wrong with you? Go to get your job.
Are you good on time?
I got a job. Okay. I'm just selling you some yayo, bitch.
I like how you asked her in your sexy voice. Right, white,
I just wanted it to be like, calm and chill.
We get money over here. What a new pimp in your lane. Ooh, that's a good answer. Hold up. Hey, don't worry about what we smoking over here, drinking over here, you bitch ass nigga. Yeah, you ain't got no money.
No, man, don't worry about it. Are they at the bus station? Or is that just the TV?
Why I look so
or is somebody in the background?
I'm the shit, nigga.
It would be crazy if somebody was in a customer service call center. Like, did you ever get sent to one that's overseas and you can hear the 53 people all talking on the phone at the same time? And one, just like, they're not going to know what I'm saying. I'm just going to call the chat line while I'm at work.
I'm on a call.
What are you doing? I'm handling my shit.
There was a girl at this office that I worked at that my desk was next to her. And she was supposed to be doing all the SEO and everything for the company. And she was always on the phone with her sister. And if somebody would walk in, she would like start like saying weird lingo. And I'm like, bitch, you were just talking to your sister about chicken nuggets.
Like, I rank percentile. Yes, absolutely. Auto fall through. You're like, what the fuck?
I was like, yeah, but if I tell on her for her talking to her sister, then she'll tell on me for taking naps.
Okay, yeah, but we get done smoking.
They call that mutually assured destruction. One rats, they both rat.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Told the tooth on his ass.
Like, we gonna keep the peace. Everybody just keep doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're fucking off? I'm gonna fuck off too.
And then I was the asshole actually doing work and getting pissed at everybody. Getting the promotions and the bonuses, but then it'd be like you hit the breaking point where you're like, if everyone else is fucking off, I'm going to fuck off too. And then productivity drops.
I mean, I wasn't making commission. What do I care? But then eventually I got promoted and I was making commission and then I was working. It's like
invest
mattered.
Me in the results.
Yeah.
Right.
Today's word is
wheelchair. This guy misses his wheelchair, man. Scorpio.
Yes. I heard none of these motherfuckers over here for a couple of days, so it's nice to hear y'all. Shit, come on, Mr. Rivera. I ain't argue with you.
I ain't hear Lady Rivera in 4 nights and 4 days. I thought something happened to her.
Matter of fact, I ain't been so long.
Wheelchair. Wheelchair
man. I missed him.
This guy misses his wheelchair, man. Scorpio.
Who, Scorpio?
Scorpio. Yeah, I argued with him in a while. Damn.
They're saying they miss Lady from Revere.
Yes, Scorpio was
Mapping with Goons.
That's kind of sweet.
In a while.
Like, I love hating these people.
His microphone ass. I hope his ass be off the line for 8 days. Fuck you. Where his wild microphone broke ass. I ain't got time for him. Uh-uh. He should not come on here. No.
Your phone fucks everything up.
I don't know what he doing.
Oh, but we know he not feeding no baby.
Oh, boy.
Couldn't even make a baby. What you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Granddad. Where my granddad at?
He left.
Why my granddad always want to leave when I come in the room?
He was hot about it, too. Granddad was hot.
I don't know why my granddad don't love me.
I asked Granddad, can we talk about me laying my head on his granddaughter's chest? He said,
that's not nice.
He said, shit, my goddamn granddaughter.
No, you don't talk about someone's fucking kids or grandkids sexually.
I'll be like a dog.
Even when you're someone's husband, you don't talk about your wife sexually
about it,
in front of
my
her
granddad
parents.
Talk about me like a dog all the time. I don't know why.
Oh, girl.
Yeah, that's weird.
Now
watch
girl.
Tomorrow. When tomorrow he come on the line, he gonna be like, hey.
She tastes an
he gonna be happy to hear from me. Okay, but today I ain't his fucking granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
He got a lot of shit running with. My granddad got a lot of shit running with him. You know, he's mad sometimes.
Yeah, that's gonna be a weird feeling.
Well, I mean,
because you want your kid to have good sex.
But when you got married, did your mom not say to you like, oh? When are you guys going to have a baby? Are you trying? So she's basically asking if you're coming and your wife.
Yeah, no, my mother never had inappropriate conversations like that with me.
Oh, your mom has boundaries?
No, she just didn't. She told me not to ever make kids until I was ready. So she was not going to pressure it.
Hmm.
What's the point of... Again, I love my little one, but they fuck up your life.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother knew this.
Mm-hmm. I also knew this. I didn't have to have a kid to figure it out.
Yeah, but it's really, it's a mixed message because I legitimately asked her, you know, if you could go back and live your life. No, you two are the greatest thing that ever happened.
Oh, she can't say it to you. I'll
she
ask
can.
Her.
No, I gave her permission. I'm like, it's okay. You can tell me. I know what it's like.
I'll ask.
18 is definitely too young to have a kid.
Yeah.
And then, you know, adding a complication of a second kid at 23. What the fuck? When your marriage is all broken already?
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. You know, you can't. If someone's alcoholic by the age of like 22, 23... There's no self-control that's going to enter that equation. There's no growing up.
Mm-mm, not until they're in their mid-30s.
Yeah, you can have substance problems later in life and get control of it. It's like, yeah, whatever. I'm mature. I have resources.
No, I think like if you're an alcoholic in your early 20s and like having substance abuse and everything, you don't even have perspective on what you're actually doing. Because now, okay, your brain isn't fully developed till you're 25 now because of all your substance abuse.
It's much later.
Yeah. You're delaying all of that. So now, like, your mid-30s is when you're like, oh, that was all very selfish of me.
Yeah, I don't even know if... I guess my... father would have been, when he was going through his steps, he would have been 48, 49. I guess he wasn't even, I don't think he was sober when he died, but I don't.
Why do I feel like he died so much younger than that?
He died in, no, he was in his 50s.
Oh.
I was 32, so he was 51.
Hmm. Okay.
I think my math is right on that, but you know. Anyway, he couldn't have been sober that long because we were fighting when I was like 28. So, and if he was going through his steps. And again, I don't think that he was sober when he got shot.
Hmm.
That would be a real weird thing to do sober.
You mean when he shot himself?
Twice. Should I just, like, name his widow?
Yeah. Should I just out her murder?
Do you think, oh my God, then the podcast can help solve a murder?
Yeah.
We can do a collab, a cross promotion with one of the true crime podcasts. Okay. They can figure out who killed my daddy.
Even though you already know. You just like feed them clues and they're like, I think it was the mailman. And you're like, close, close. Yeah, I feel like you're almost there.
Maybe one day we'll play the 911 call on the show.
Is there a statute of limitations
on murder? No.
Oh, well.
No. Ooh. And then the other weird thing I did not realize, did you know that somehow 911 is always recording? So you hear the phone ringing. So they're just like recording nonstop on all the lines.
Okay.
So you've got the emergency call that she made when she found him, air quotes. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God, help, help. I can't remember. It's been so long. She didn't say I shot him, but she was freaking out and something about a mistake. And then she hangs up and then calls back. So like she was fucking up her story as she called in.
She called way too soon. She should have got her composure, figured out her story, and then called.
No, but she wanted to be hysterical because so the story is she opens the garage door and sees him just bleeding to death on the floor of the garage.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. And they found the bullet that went through its head was lodged like in the bathroom wall inside the house. So that's like not, you don't shoot yourself through the side of the head and have the bullet go backwards through the house. Oh, maybe they moved the body and sat him up.
Why would they sit him up?
To make it look like you shot yourself. I don't know. He slumped over. Hmm. The photos are gruesome. If you're ever curious, I'll share them. You can see what a drug-addled Mams would look like if he killed himself.
I mean, I already have images in my brain of like your words have.
I've already painted a picture.
Yeah. Maybe I'll draw it and then you can, you know, side by side it and see.
I was shocked at how gray and balding he was. But he was wearing a, you know, war veteran's hat all the time. So I think he made himself bald.
Or he was going bald and that's how he hit it.
Balding. Balding.
Uh-huh. Holy shit. Holy shit.
I can't hear what you're saying. What did you say?
Just stroking.
Oh, stroking?
Yeah. You know, these lines, that means they called multiple times in a row.
Yeah. Huh? Well, they called, well, you know,
they have something very important to tell you.
You know, they all say more or less the same thing. You know what I mean? They're blowing clouds.
Unless it's that somebody that I love and care about is dead, it's not important enough to call twice. Leave a message or send a text.
What do they say? It's like one of three different stories. Like, right?
I'm one of those people. Like, I will watch the phone ring. And when you hang up, I'll text you and be like, hey, you call?
My phone is on sleep mode when I'm asleep. And then it's on work mode when I just exist.
I'm a chronic masturbator, but I have my moment.
It's never. You have to be on my favorite list in order to bypass any of that.
Yeah. She called twice in a row.
Or else you're going voicemail. It's not even ringing.
Yeah.
That's what I messed up. I had the volume on from playing video games earlier.
What was that?
So I apologize, listeners.
I got a 7-incher.
I got a 7-incher.
Okay.
Roger, Roger.
I'm packing there.
Whoa.
What?
Ooh, you're packing some meat.
No, I'm not. I'm packing some meat.
You know, my roommate's mine. Sorry. He comes in twice a month. He got 11 inches, man. He's dark skin. We just suck. We don't fuck.
Hello? We just Hello, suck. Man. We don't fuck.
Yeah, I'm not putting his 11-inch hog up my asshole.
But I'll put it in my mouth.
I won't be pooping right for a week.
You're crazy.
It's great. My roommate's 19. His name's Chad. He's got flowing blonde hair.
That's not classy.
Oh, that sounds great. Yep. Lovely.
Do you like to go camping, Essence?
I went camping a few times, but we stayed in cabins.
Oh, bougie camping.
Not tents.
Yeah. I don't know. You didn't see the cabins. I don't know if you can call it bougie.
Yeah, it definitely was everything but bougie.
That was the kind that you bring the sleeping bag to, right? And they've got like the wooden beds built into the wall. Exactly. You're just like, what the fuck?
We used to go with our church. The church used to, like, it was like a summer thing. They would take
summer camp.
Like all the neighborhood kids to like this little
Jesus
church.
Camp.
Yeah, it was definitely Jesus camp.
But sleepover Jesus camp.
So much stuff went on at that Jesus camp. The stuff Lord that is Jesus still would not approve of. Me. God is still frowning up on me for that.
It's a good source of material, though.
You came here to get baptized, and you're getting baptized in another way.
Oh,
you had some holy water dumped on you.
A little bit of chrism. Yeah, it's oil. No, seriously, it's what they use for confirmation. Okay. So you get the oil from the archbishop, and it can't be like a normal an archbishop or higher comes to your school for your confirmation, and they put special oil on your forehead. I wish I was making it up. Like you were saying, the truth is funnier. It's you funny. Hear it and you're like, come on, chrism.
Yeah, I thought that was...
Like jism.
Yeah, yeah. It was something that was...
Maybe it's a Catholic-only thing, the confirmation.
Right, okay. You know? Yeah. It's like expecting a small wiener and he pulls it out and he's fucking gigantic. And you're like, oh shit, you know? Pulls it out and he's fucking gigantic. Fucking gigantic.
I'll let that come out of a fucking pussy while you're fucking... Mm. Good cock. That slot ducked you. Oh, deep and flutter pussy.
Put that milk in her.
Put that milk in her.
Yeah.
Put that milk in her.
Okay. Put some milk in her. My big dick jerking off. We're both gonna come off.
Yeah, butter. Like the dick is in.
Oh man,
butter.
Milk.
Yeah.
Have you ever milked a cow?
Put that milk in her pussy.
I feel like I have, but I don't have a recollection of specifics. Maybe I've just seen it done so many times, but I feel like I know what an udder... I know what the teat feels like in my hand, and I don't know why.
Have you never been to, like, a state fair?
I've been to county fairs.
Okay.
It's not the same in the city. So, like, I know of the concept. I know what's supposed to happen. They don't, even the LA County Fair, like, they've got the rodeo and different things, but it's not interactive.
Our school, when I was in elementary, they would take us on, like, field trips to, like, the farm or the ranch. And they actually let us milk a cow.
Did you have 4-H?
Did I have what?
4-H.
There you go.
It's like an after-school program for future farmers of America.
Oh, no. It was just like, I guess something they were just doing for kids.
I don't know why I have, like, I have a vivid memory of feeling the udder and pulling on it, but I don't.
I mean, they like wrap their, they put their hands on it and then they like wrap our hands around their hands.
Oh yeah. No, it wasn't when I was a child. Yeah. I don't know what, maybe it's a goat. Maybe I'm like mistaking. I don't know.
Okay.
That's fucked up, right?
I don't.
I have a phantom memory of milking an animal.
I don't know. I know for facts that I have milked both a cow and a goat.
Oh.
And then the goat that I milked, I took that milk and then I made it into ice cream and then I ate it.
Goat milk ice cream.
Uh-huh.
Was it more tangy or sour than cow milk?
It wasn't a big enough portion for me to really, because it was only like what I milked out and then they put it in the little thing and it just like literally made like a taste of it. And it wasn't flavored or anything. I don't know. It was just like a thing that I did. I don't know.
What if like a bunch of my stories are just lies from inside my head that I don't realize?
Or they could just be like from your past life.
I don't know.
Stuff what that if, you remember.
What if you,
I mean, I have photo evidence of a lot of the stuff I talk about, but
you know how, cause my dad's losing it. He tries saying that like my awful memories that I like try to bring up and like make him take accountability for. He's like, those were my memories that happened to me when I was a kid. You're mixing up your memories with my memories. And I was like, bitch, no, you were there. That's why you remember this. It's just, you were the adult in this situation and yeah. I was the kid.
Like, I have the same memory. Yes.
You were there. But what if you're mixing up like,
I was getting milked.
Vivid memories of somebody else. Like they just describe it so vividly that you feel like you were there.
Could be. I don't know. And it's like, I mean, milking a cow, it's something that you see on TV and in the, like it's represented a lot through the world.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm just like, now I have the feeling of having done it, but I can't pinpoint having done it. And that's a really weird feeling. It's like reverse deja vu. I feel like I've done this before, but I don't remember doing it.
I don't know. Maybe you need to do some shrooms and think about it and it'll unlock the whole thing.
Or I'm going to get gangbanged by a bunch of cows.
Okay, don't unlock it then, I guess.
Leave it locked up.
I'll now know what it tastes like to drink the milk directly from the udder. Milked it with my mouth.
You know, make that boy dick comment. You know, make that boy dick comment.
Okay,
Be quiet. We still know you here. We know you didn't leave the room.
Hey, I went to 17. You wasn't in there. What happened?
You're a liar. You ain't went to 17, you lying ass bitch. When you leave the room, we can hear it. You never left it. You ain't even shut up. I feel like slapping some sense into you.
I feel like slapping your ass.
You ain't going to do shit. You sound like your dick broke. Your dick broke?
You can fix it, though. Put it in your mouth.
No, nah, I can't fix it. That shit is broken. You can tell.
You can tell by the sound of your voice.
Shut up.
I'll put a popsicle stick and duct tape on it.
Self-esteem with it.
I thought you was a dick mechanic.
I know your shit is broken. You can tell. You can tell a nigga.
It's just not running
nigga,
right.
You can tell a nigga who didn't have sex for a long it's time.
Bad. Oh, he was in prison, though.
This dude got a little bend in it.
That shit is soft all the way.
Soft,
bitch. It's broken. You know what it is. You know that his dick is broken. That's why you on the chat line. You should be fucking.
Your
right
new
now.
Name is Ben.
Oh man.
Oh no, he gave himself a nickname.
They don't call you no, none of that.
His name is not helping the situation.
B-E-N-T. Bent.
Hashtag bent.
I bet you we can have a great time, all three of us. We have a ball.
I love his rebuttals, though.
Oh, he's joking, right? I wouldn't be able to be in the room 1 minute with you, dude. Like, oh, no.
Right.
I'd punch him in the...
Why would you punch me? Why are you so violent?
Because your mouth. You run off at your mouth too much.
That's it. I'm going to take my bent dick and hit you in the face with it.
I'm going to punch you in the face if I was in the room with you. No doubt. Like, for real.
Why would you try to hurt somebody? That's violent.
That's violent.
And you don't know
how many times you got to tell them the same thing over and over. Turn your hearing aid on. Turn it up. Whatever you got to do to hear me. I don't like you. I don't like the way you talk. I would not be in a room with you. And if I was, I would punch you in the mouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Brooklyn promoting violence. He's just trying to get his dick sucked.
Yeah, he's just trying to throw that boomerang around.
Careful, don't hit you in the back of the head.
Even though it's bent.
Cunt. I'm a cunt.
I never got baptized, but...
You never even got baptized. You were just going to the camp.
Yeah.
You were like the...
To be fair, my cousin got baptized every year we went and...
Every year?
It did not work, okay?
Every year.
Oh, were you guys doing the baptism in the lake? Like, we're going to hold your head under as a grown person?
Yes.
Oh,
we had
shit.
Like the guys in the robes and like I mean they had we had to sign like consent forms and
my yeah, mama they're would drowning never, you.
They drown
yeah.
you.
My mama would never sign the form. I was like, okay.
Did Holy she baptize you as a baby though? And she's like, you're set.
I don't know. I don't think so.
That
There's
would
no
be
way
wild.
She baptized me as a baby in these thoughts. Evil thoughts in my head.
Oh no, I have all the evil thoughts. Don't worry, just because you have some water poured on your head, it doesn't do shit.
Were you baptized as a baby?
Yeah, no, I grew up hardcore Catholic.
Oh.
I was an altar boy.
Okay.
I was baptized.
Like that's what you say to that. Okay.
I wasn't touched. I was too pretty. They're like, I had a big mouth.
Yeah.
They were just like, you're going to fucking tell someone if I touch you. I know it. I'll touch your friends, but I'm not going to touch you.
Thanks.
I mean, I was definitely prime candidate, single mom, no male influence around. They could have pulled me under the wing. I would have talked.
I would have told, but it would have been nice to have it.
It just would have been nice to have the option. No, please put your pants back on. I do like girls despite what everyone says. So I sit here with my blue nail polish. But in a room with two beautiful ladies.
Uh-huh.
Come
cute,
on, what more do I have to ask for? Uh-huh.
Right. You're getting all the blessings right now.
Hashtag blessed. Does anybody do it BLEST? No.
Never mind. I'll look it up and report back to you.
Since everyone's shortening everything, it's not going to, I doubt it's going to work.
Blessed?
Blessed with a T.
Oh, yep. 96,200 people.
Oh, it's not a lot, but it's something.
Yeah.
And then they have it on like. What does it mean to be blessed, to be B-L-E-S-T? Highly favored or fortunate.
So it just means blessed, S-S-E-D, yeah. Like the same.
There's a beer that's called Blessed.
How much percent alcohol is it having in?
It's the worst quality photo.
All right, so it's probably the worst quality beer as well.
It was made in 1989.
Oh, fuck no. All right, never mind. I was going to say, if they want to send us some beer for the show... We can drink it on the air.
Now this is interesting. I'm over here doing research on BLEST.
I sent you both down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So y'all should follow me because I'm crazy funny. Okay, and if you're looking for a laugh, you're definitely gonna get one. All you have to do is follow me on Instagram at EssenceWillis01.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm good. I love your voice. Are you from New York?
Oh, instantly.
Used to be.
Used to be. So where you living now?
Florida.
Used to be.
So where you born and raised at?
New York.
I like your accent. I do. I really do.
Thank you. Where are you from?
I'm born and raised in Minneapolis.
I like it too. I'm looking for a muscle guy.
A muscle guy?
No, not me.
Not me either.
It's definitely not. It's not me. I grew up in New York and I live in Florida. It's not me.
So what about those floods in Florida?
What about those what in Florida?
How about the those floods?
Oh, I thought he said sluts.
I said, what about the flood in Florida?
Oh, the
boys in Florida.
Oh, the boys in Florida. Have you been here?
No.
They need to work on their hearing aids.
Definitely. Turn them up.
The flood. The rain. The flood.
Oh, the flood in Florida.
The flood from when all the boys on spring break jerk off into a cup.
Horrible. What about the hurricanes in
Florida?
The stuff.
How about the twisters in the mountains?
Arkansas. What about the hurricanes in Arkansas? We can talk about that too.
I don't believe there was a hurricane in Arkansas.
Absolutely not, because you know what you're talking about.
Exactly. I'm with him.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
And right now, at this point, I really don't care.
I'm talking about Fort Lauderdale.
You know, I did like your voice, but not anymore.
Fort Lauderdale.
Why are they talking about natural disasters on it?
Yeah. And what do you want to say about it?
You know, when you get all nervous, you're trying to talk sexy.
Goodbye. Thanks to Colin.
Turns into the weather.
Being over 220 miles from the nearest coastline, the state of Arkansas does not get hurricanes, as hurricanes require warm waters to generate and sustain their strength.
Yeah, makes sense.
I was like, maybe I'm wrong. I'm being very judgmental right now.
Nothing, chill.
Babysitting the kids.
Hey, you know what I miss?
Look,
I miss them gambling places that were open 24/7.
I remember that. That was back in the days. I ain't got that no more.
Did
he hang
some up?
Yes, those when you hear those beeps, it's someone hanging up. It's not. So they can have up to 8 people in the room at a time. So a lot of people just listen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where I live, Dot Heads, they got a gambling place right next door. And when
wait a minute.
Shut that down, they had it in a little.
You ever won any money out of it?
Did he just...
Oh, hell yeah.
He was saying there's a Indian gambling place.
My best time was...
but he said Dot Head?
A couple $100. Bam, 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 bam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He said the Dot Heads were running illegal gambling, or they were running a gambling place, and the cops came and shut it down, which would mean illegal gambling.
Do you think there
are any foreigners that come here and they're like, oh, Indians are allowed to have casinos? So they're doing like poker room in the back of the city.
In the back. Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Sometimes, but when it's not hitting,
Indian casinos, right?
I know.
$25 and dollars.
Arabs.
$4.
That do poker night.
Oh, $4, man.
High stakes poker.
I don't know. They have like topless girls there.
Were you ever one of these topless girls?
No, I went because a girlfriend of mine is like, hey, like, do you want to go check out the poker with the topless girls?
And I was like,
yeah,
no.
I'm like 104. But it was running so slow.
Strip club, but
so
at a poker game.
It was.
I was at a poker game and a strip club broke out.
It was one of the weirdest things. All the guys are like so into it, and they're like,
you're really paying attention
to what cards they have and who's bluffing. And then there's just all these titties around, and nobody's looking at them.
So this is going to be our last call. Daddy's got to eat.
Excuse me.
They're eating too.
Yeah, it sounds like
eating dick.
Yeah, I'd rather eat some pussy than some dick. Eat some cooter. What'd you do? I went cooter hunting.
Oh, yeah. Hand around.
Got to eat a little bit of it.
You got to eat what you catch, right? Yeah. Unless you're wasting it.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Oh, God. Oh, it's hard cock. Oh, yes. Take my tongue and lick them balls for you.
Do you like to lick balls?
Sometimes. I have to be drunk, though. I can't soberly do it.
Do they have to bring them up to you, or do you just do it when you're down there?
I just kind of make my way down there.
Like, all right, look, I'll lick them, but I'll just stick my tongue out, and then you, like, wash them. Let the tongue get all dry like a cat tongue. Don't know what we're doing, but whatever.
We're doing it. We've come this far now.
Big cock. Oh, yes. Nice big cock. Yeah. I'm going to wash pussy with these big daddy dicks. Oh, yeah.
Why do they all have big daddy dicks?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like somebody's lying.
It's fantasy.
Oh, yeah. Look at that young fucking slut, that beautiful black whore taking that big one. Big rock. Oh, yeah.
This is improv. Phone sex is improv.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and everything.
Yeah.
And then when your audience changes, just be willing to go with it.
Yep.
I mean, that was the most successful transition from a rejection to a meetup that I've heard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at her feet floating that big fucking cock.
Oh, yeah.
Bent over, got her ass in the air, his finger fucking her pussy while she's fucking that big dick.
Oh, yeah.
I think he just came.
That was a big finish. Well, Essence, thank you so much for coming in and getting weird.
Thank you for having
me. You did say weird is your middle name.
It is.
Was that weird enough?
I could be a little weird. Yeah. It's pretty weird.
Okay, so final question is, would you still apply if there was a casting for this, the Off-Broadway?
I don't know. Like, it's got to be some legit stuff in the contract. Like,
scale, but equity scale. I mean, it's a pretty generous day rate.
Yeah.
You can make a living.
You know, and you're not acting any of it out. You're sitting on a phone. You just have to say it.
Yeah, that's the craziest part. It's like the different vignettes of the rooms. Except it's black box, so you just have like nothing there.
Yeah.
You're doing all your space work and creating the environment for the audience. But with seven other people on stage doing it at the same time.
With you. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
It's like a specific brand of crazy you have to bring to that role.
My brain just keeps going back to, it has to be funny. Like, it's gotta be comedy.
But the most comedic stuff is grounded in reality. When someone is taking something so absurd and just all of their belief that this is real.
That this is real. Yeah.
Well, I'll let you know when the casting notice goes out.
Okay. You have to send me the script beforehand so I can see if I'm into it.
Loosely improv'd.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Don't forget to check us out on the Load Line, 712-432-LOAD.
Shit, yeah, oh!